Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC here on this Monday evening. Quinn Douglas, ready to rock, ready to roll here with our Monday edition of Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're opening up our program tonight talking with the girls' tennis coach of the Webster City Lynx. Mark Fisher joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So as we take a look at your squad, really good start to your season so far for your team. You guys have won three of your first four. That includes wins over South Hardin, North Polk, and Clear Lake. And the one loss, a match with St. Edmund that looked like on paper really could have gone either way in that match over or at Webster City High School. And when you just look at how your team has started so far, what are some things that have stood out to you about how they have played so far this year?
Well, like you said, a lot of it's just we've competed really well. We've definitely improved not just over the course of those four matches, but even since last year. Well, one of the big things we talked about, especially those last three with St. Ed's and Clear Lake and North Polk, is those three teams pretty much brought back their entire rosters. And those were teams that, I know last year North Polk beat us 0-9, St. Ed's beat us 0-9, and Clear Lake we just squeaked by. And we really kind of turned the tables on those. Because like you said, you know, we really felt like we dominated the North Polk match. Singles especially, everyone went in with real good game plans, executed their stuff real well. Same with Clear Lake. Even St. Ed's, you know, went right down to the wire, even though it was, I think, 3-6. We had our chances both in one and two doubles right there down the end to possibly sneak that one out 5-4. So the girls are just, especially on the single side, have really dominated well. And then we even saw the doubles, I thought, really took off kind of that Clear Lake match a little bit where it kind of caught up to our singles. But no, the girls are just, they've been working hard. They've, like I said, all of them are very smart. They go in with awesome game plans. They execute them so well. I mean, for the most part, I just kind of sit down on the side and watch them kind of do their thing.
And looking at your lineup, definitely compared to last year, it feels like there's a lot more consistency in terms of, you know, last year there definitely were times where you were trying to move some pieces around to try to find that right lineup. Right now, it seems like that lineup is pretty well set, at least in terms of the singles competitions with those positions one all the way through position six has been the same through the first four matches. And when you look going forward, it's maybe some of that rotation going forward in those lower positions, more of maybe a rest type of deal, or is there maybe an area that you're still maybe looking to improve in?
Well, honestly, the beauty with tennis is they compete for those spots. So we're constantly having challenge matches in practice and doing things where they kind of compete with each other. Some of the consistency you saw those first four matches was just we didn't have any practice between them. We went bam, 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 bam. So we didn't really have a chance to do some of those challenge matches. Now, like tomorrow when we play Iowa Falls, you might see some subtle tweaks here and there just because girls got a chance to play each other, you know, beat up on each other a little bit. But we love that competition. They're always all through the year playing each other in practice at the end of practice in those challenge matches, you know, pushing each other. Like I said, you'll see Perla Torres is going to step into the lineup tomorrow, for instance, because she won a big challenge match the other day. We might see some shuffling around the top. Olivia Burns and Morgan Hackbarth are going to flip spots for the next meet just because they had a little match in practice. So some of those kind of things you'll see. But, yeah, no, it's for us, it's been really fun just watching. Like, we've got a lot of depth where even down, you know, 7, 8, 9, we feel really strongly about any of those girls, you know, popping in there into the lineup and being able to compete.
And taking a look here at your schedule coming up, it really ramps up in terms of intensity. You got a conference match coming up on Tuesday. You're over at Iowa Falls, taking on Iowa Falls Alden. And then you follow that up with a trip to Pella. You're taking on the defending 1A state champions in Pella, as well as a very good Dyke New Hartford program. Before the following week, you've got a matchup with a good Boone team and Hampton Dumont Cal as well as Saydell to kind of help start wrapping up April. And when you look at the schedule coming up, obviously there's a lot of high quality opponents. You know, what's maybe the biggest goal that you have in mind for your girls coming into these matchups, coming in with some really, really good talent?
Well, yeah, I said big thing is just trying to get better. I know we kind of joked around when the preseason rankings came out. I think of our first seven meets, I think like four of them were in the top 10. So you know, but you always get excited for those kind of things. I said that those are the kind of meets that are going to help you out. Like, we always talk about the girls. Like, we're, like, just using it as an example, we're extremely excited on Friday to go down to Pella and play both Pella and Dyke, who, like you said, finished in the top, both of them finished in the top four at state last year. Because, you know, those are the kind of matches where you can't get away with mistakes. You can't get away with, you know, I made a mistake here, but I got away with it. Like, they're going to make you pay for anything you don't do right on the court. And win or lose, those matches make you so much better moving forward. Because, like I said, you're going to learn from those things, and you're going to learn as you go, and you're going to be able to kind of make those mistakes and learn from those mistakes, as opposed to just maybe being able to get away with some things against maybe some lesser competition. So we're really excited for that from that standpoint. Like I said, that match, obviously, like you said, you mentioned Boone, Iowa Falls has really been really good. So we'll kind of see what they look like. But, yeah, just those opportunities to really kind of sharpen ourselves up so that hopefully, you know, because we've got bigger goals that happen later where, you know, like when we get to the NCC tournament or when we get to postseason play with the regionals, that we're in real good shape. Because we've always really prided ourselves on, we might not always start out of the gate super hot, but we usually improve a lot. We usually finish a lot stronger than we start. So that's, you know, as always, that's kind of our goal.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week with Iowa Falls Alden, Paddleton, Dyke, New Hartford.
All right, awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yep, that was Mark Fisher, the head girls tennis coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.